It's Rosie on the house, and we're up on the roof this morning talking about different roof types. I want to talk about different types of roof maintenance. We're here with the owners of Lyons Roofing, Paul and Rhonda Lanoue. Rhonda, we usually allow our guests to give out their phone numbers just as a way to thank them for coming in and sharing their wisdom and knowledge and expertise with us. Y'all operate in Phoenix. If someone needed y'all in Phoenix, what would be the number?
You would want to call us at 602-276-5515, excuse me. And in Tucson, you could contact us directly at 520-300-5353. Or you could visit us at lyonsroofing.com, and we have help on the website. We have live chat, so you could reach us any one of those ways.
That's awesome. We appreciate y'all coming in. We were talking about maintenance in response to a caller's question, maintenance of a TPO roof. Paul, how about maintenance in general? How many times are you called out for water intrusion in a home and it's not the roof?
It happens more than you would think. But
I would tell you half the time I'm called out about a suspected roof leak, I find it's not the roof.
There are so many different areas. Windows are a huge area that it comes in. Stucco walls, your parapet walls, the way they're wrapped, they are not waterproof. You've been preaching that for many, many years. The best way to do is keep a good paint job and keep it maintained as well as possible. But those are probably the two biggest areas that we see is the windows and the stucco walls.
Now, I'll tell you, a tough re-roofing job is to come in on top of a built-up roof, and you get to the cant strip, and then you get to the counter flashing, and they want foam. I mean, your only option is foam right over the cant strip, right over the Z-flash, right up the top of the stucco, isn't it?
It is, but you have to go, if you're going to go that route, you have to go seal it in because basically you're blocking the waters.
That's right.
So you have to go up to the top and cover the top of it to make sure that it's waterproof.
But it's really the only, there's no other good option in that application, is there?
There is not unless you've got a good 8 to 12 inches of space at the wall. Then you can go right up to that metal, shoot up, and then counter flash that.
Okay. Well, that's a tough one. But in my opinion, generally it's still worth doing it because the outsolation, and we had a show just a couple weeks ago about how important it is to put the insulation on the outside of your house. It actually is much more effective than insulation. So what other maintenance can you I look at alligatoring. I look at roof penetrations. Describe those things.
Correct. And in all roofs, you really should have a well-maintenance program, even in your head, to make sure before monsoon, whether it be a tile roof, you want to make sure that the valleys are all kept clean so the water flow comes through. Your flat roofs, your foam, your built-up roofs, your scupper areas where the water comes out. You've got a lot of tree debris. A lot of people don't go up on there. It's sometimes a little difficult to get up on there, especially on a tile roof. If you have a patio, set your ladder up on the flat roof and walk up the concrete tile. The clay tile, you're not going to be able to walk on, or your sandcastle.
It breaks when you look at it. I tell people, don't even look at it.
And shingle roofs, even that, we have so many air conditioners on top of the roof. So you have penetrations, you have your pipes, you have your T-tops for your vents from your bathrooms and your kitchens. Those need to make sure that they're completely sealed. So,
yeah. And now's the time to do it.
And Rosie, a lot of things that people don't think about, or not a lot of things, is organic matter. You have not only the tree leaves, but you have pigeons nesting on your roof. In some cases, you have other critters, and unfortunately, you have, you know, birds that, that die on your roof, and you got to get up on your roof and make sure your roof is clean of that debris, because that organic debris is going to break down. It's compost. It's going to break down, and it's going to start eating whatever roofing material you have up there. So it's very important to just hose off or blow off your roof to make sure there's no debris.
And cracked tile are critical to replace and repair. I don't think most people realize in a lot of the tile situations, their tile roof is not nailed down.
Right.
It's just interlocked.
It's interlocked.
And that's per code. I mean, that's okay. That's the way the roofing can. You're only nailed around the edges, and the rest of the tile is just sitting there.
Correct. And the weight of the tile holds it down, but then the tile does shift through time. And
foot traffic,
and the painter is going up there every 5 to 8 years or so. So there is some change. That's why you want to make sure they're pushed back up, because all you've got is that felt underlayment that's protecting you.
Rhonda, in Phoenix, they would reach Lions Roofing at what number?
At 602-276-5515.
And in Tucson?
And in Tucson, 520-300-5353.
Paul and Rhonda Lanou, not only Rosie certified roofers, one of the first ones in Arizona, but just good people and good friends. Tom, Jonathan, and Louie, we see y'all on hold. We're going to answer your question. We just didn't have time to get to you on air. So until next week, don't get scared. Go to rosieonthehouse.com